They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another episode within our series titled Exemplary Devotees. In this beautiful series, we are discussing the lives of those individuals who showed exemplary love for the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Before beginning the topic at hand, let us bless our gathering with an excellence of reciting peace and blessings Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Recite Salat upon me wherever you are, as your Salat reaches me." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, reciting Salat ala Nabi, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a very great and honorable virtue. It's a privilege for a believer that he is honored to remember his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We too should not lack behind in this regard. We should try to keep a tasbih with us, whether it be a finger counter on our mobile phone, etc. Alhamdulillah, there are many facilities in today's time where we can occupy our free time in remembering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I pray Allah gives us the ability to recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the topic at hand today is seeking help from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This title, this terminology in the Arabic language is known as tawassul, and this is a very beautiful concept within Islam. This is proven from the Holy Quran as well as from many narrations of the Sahaba Kiram and the pious predecessors. The ruling regarding tawassul, seeking a mediation towards Allah, that, "Oh Allah, for the sake of so and so individual, O my Lord, accept our du'as, remove our difficulties, Ya Allah, fulfill our needs." This is a principle and a concept which has been known throughout the ages. Alhamdulillah, from the time of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, alayhim ridwan, and to the time of even today, ulama, scholars, preachers, righteous leaders, and those knowledgeable of the religion have held this opinion. So the ruling of tawassul, istighatha, calling out for help, isti'ana, is permissible in terms of the sharia. And this is by the consensus of the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, which is the greatest group, the largest group of Muslims. And their ijma', their consensus, is a proof that they are free from being upon a mistake. And like this, I would just like to commence the topic at hand today with a beautiful narration that the ijma, the consensus of the Muslim Ummah, this is a proof from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when the greatest and the largest group of the Muslims, the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, have mentioned a particular ruling or a point, then this is them being proof that they are on the right. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Faqad akhraja wat-Tabarani عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سألت ربي ألا تجتمع أمتي على ضلالة فأعطانيها." The beautiful narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم cited in Tabarani Sharif that the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم himself has said, "I asked my Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, to not gather my Ummah upon misguidance. And He Azza wa Jal bestowed this upon me. And the largest group of the Muslims throughout the entire world, if you look at the span of the entire globe, the largest group of Muslims are known as the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Another narration in Hakim, Ali ibn Abbas, from the blessed Abdullah bin Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the marfu'an, that this is linked back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not gather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not gather my ummah upon misguidance ever. And a final narration in this regard, whatever the Muslims have considered and deemed correct and good, that is in the sight of Allah, in the court of Allah, it is categorized as being good as well. And the Muslim Ummah have, for the ages, have been using tawassul and have been calling out to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their time of need. My dear viewers of Madani channel, what is the meaning of tawassul? معناه التبرك بذكر أحباء الله تعالى لما ثبت أن الله يرحم العباد بسببهم. That the meaning of tawassul, to seek a mediation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek a mediation towards Allah, a way towards Allah, this means tabarruk, to attain blessings by mentioning those who are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Allah. That, oh Allah, for the sake of your beloved people, and there is nobody more beloved to Allah than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is proven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon His bondsmen, upon the general bondsmen, because of His beloveds, because of His awliya, His anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the shuhada, the siddiqeen, and the likes of these. Our scholars have written in their books the meaning of tawassul with the awliya, that taking a mediation with the pious people of Allah, the beloveds of Allah, like the prophets, the messengers, the awliya, the friends of Allah, etc., is that we take a mediation, a wasita, a way in fulfilling our needs, so that our needs are fulfilled. Ya Allah, for the sake of your pious people, Ya Allah, fulfill our needs. For the sake of those people who are accepted in your pure and majestic court, Ya Rab, O Allah, accept our du'as. وَحُصُولِ الْمَطَالِبِ, and to attain our purposes in life, our goals in life. We also supplicate in the court of Allah with the mentioning, with the wasila of these great personalities. Why? Because these individuals and these blessed sacred personalities are closer to Allah than we are. Their lives have been spent in the remembrance of Allah, in worshipping Allah, in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why wouldn't it be so? We use their blessed names in our du'as so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will further accept our du'as. And how do we know this? That the beloved people of Allah's du'as are accepted. How can you say this? It's in the famous narration in the Siha Sitta. فَفِي الْحَدِيثِ الْقُدْسِيِّ عَنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَالَ مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِ فِي صَحِيحِهِ. It's beautifully mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, which is, the words have come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this, but it is coming upon the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever bears animosity, whoever has animosity, hatred, enmity for any wali of mine, any friend of mine, so I will wage war against him. I announce and make an announcement of war against that individual who has hatred or animosity for my beloveds, for my awliya. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, that my slave does not come closer to me with any such action, which is more beloved to me than what I have obligated upon him. Meaning, my dear viewers and Madani channel, that a person to attain Allah's qurb, to attain the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is to fulfill what Allah has obligated upon him. The obligations of the deen, the fara'id, the 5-time salah, giving zakat once a year, fasting in the month of Ramadan, performing hajj once in your lifetime if you are able to. Then the rights of the people which are obligatory and wajib, like our parents, like our younger siblings, our spouses, and people in our society, respecting and honoring them, not belittling them nor harming them. When we maintain the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set upon us, we will in turn rise in the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is mentioned, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Then alongside now, he continues to offer his obligations. My slave, he continues to attain closeness to me by nawafil. So alongside performing the obligations, these are already being performed. Now, continuing them alongside the obligations, my slave, another way and the next way to gain closeness to me alongside your obligations is to offer optional worships, nawafil, nafal salah, optional prayers. The 2 rak'ahs nafal after the salah that we have optional fasting in the way of Allah, optional charity, and optional hajj, nafal umrah, all of these optional acts of worship, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. These are ways where we can further attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one way is through the obligations. And then the second way, after the first way, alongside the first way, is with nawafil, my dear viewers and Madani channel. Until I make him my beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hatta uhibbahu, until I make him my beloved. So when I make him my beloved, I become the hearing with which he hears. I become the ears with which he hears. I become the sight with which he sees. I become the hands with which he grasps. I become his feet, with which he walks. And if he is to ask me of anything, I will definitely bestow it upon him. And if he asks me for protection from anything, then I will definitely protect him from that thing. Subhanallah. My dear viewers and Madrin channel, when it mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the ears, this means that Allah's help and Allah's power is bestowed upon him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from sins, that his ears, his eyes, his hands, and his legs and his body parts go towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we further, on the final point, is the crux of our discussion today, that the pious people of Allah, making them a mediation in the court of Allah. Why? Wala in sa'alani, that if my beloveds, my awliya, ask me of anything, I will definitely bestow it upon them. لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ, that if they ask me of anything, I will definitely bestow it upon them. I will give them if they ask me. And if they ask me for protection, I will grant them protection. So this is why, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, Sawadul A'zam, the largest group of the Muslims, is upon the correct view that tawassul with the awliya, and here in this discussion, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in this hadith Qudsi, this is referring to the awliyaullah, the friends of Allah. Then what will be the rank of those who are higher than them? The sahaba ikiram, who are also considered awliya ikiram, but due to just a differentiating factor, that the difference is the level of the sahaba ikiram, nobody can ever reach now, because they attained companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state of iman. They accepted Islam and they passed away upon this. They saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, what will be the state of the sahaba kiram? What will be the state of the siddiqeen, who are greater and the highest level of the awliya? Then what about the shuhada, the martyrs of Islam? Then what about the greatest of all of creation, the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam? If this hadith is telling us about the awliya and this is their maqam, then what about the maqam of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam? And then above all, the prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who is the greatest of all prophets and messengers, why wouldn't it be wrong or incorrect to ask a mediation with the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we have come to know just from these few proofs and this understanding that tawassul is permissible in the religion, and it is something which is encouraged, and this is the way of our pious predecessors. The likes of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa has poetry in which he praises the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He calls out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for help in his time of difficulty. We see in the life of Imam Shafi'i, the great Imam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in which he would go to the grave and the mausoleum of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. He would offer 2 rakat the salah of Nafl, and he would supplicate in the court of Allah and say, "Oh Allah, for the sake of your pious bondsman, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, please fulfill my need." And Imam Shafi'i alayhi rahmah tells us that my dua was always accepted in the court of Allah after performing this action. The great Imams and Aimmai Mujtahideen have proven this. The Sahaba-i Kiram have proven this. And I would like to now mention narrations from the Sahaba-i Kiram in which they performed tawassul with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with those who were from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned ما رواه الترمذي والنسائي والبيهقي والطبراني بأسناد صحيح عن عثمان بن حنيف رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا أعمى جاء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ادع الله أن يكشف عن بصري فقال إن شئت دعوت وإن شئت صبرت فهو خير لك قال فادعه فأمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتوضأ فيحسن وضوءه ويدعو بهذا الدعاء اللهم إني أسألك وأتوجه إليك بنبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نبي الرحمة يا محمد إني أتوجه بك إلى ربي في حاجتي هذه لتقضى لي اللهم شفعه في فذهب ثم رجع وقد كشف الله عن بصره وفي رواية البيهقي فقام وقد أبصر. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, I will now mention the translation to this narration. It has been reported in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, in Sunan Nasa'i, in Imam Bayhaqi's Kitab, in Tabarani Sharif, with sound, authentic links and asnad from Uthman bin Hunayf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He mentions, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that a man who was blind came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants me my eyesight back, that He lifts the veil from my eyes." He was blind. He wished to have his eyesight restored, and he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, please supplicate in the court of Allah for me that my eyesight returns." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you wish, I will supplicate for you. And if you wish, you can be patient, and this is better for you if you are patient." And the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ya Rasulullah," and look, this is the belief of the companion of the Prophet. He believes and he knows that when I come to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my du'as will be accepted. When I ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to help me in my situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely accept my du'a. So he says, "Ya Rasulullah, please supplicate for me." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to go and perform wudu, and perform wudu perfectly, perform the best of wudus. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him this dua to supplicate. "Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyir rahma ya Muhammad inni atawajjahu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi lituqda li Allahumma shafi'hu fi." Oh Allah, I ask you and I turn my tawajjuh, I pay my attention and I direct my attention towards you, Oh Allah, be with the wasila of your beloved Prophet Muhammad, the one who is praised time and time again, the exceptionally praised individual, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabiyyi Rahma, the Prophet of Mercy. Ya Muhammadu, in the dua, the companion of the Prophet was told by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say these words, O Muhammad, O the one who is praised in every single moment, O the most praised worthy in creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily I turn my attention towards you. I ask you to become a mediation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi hajati hadhihi, in this need of mine, that you will fulfill this need for me. O Allah, accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an intercessor, as a mediation in me, in this regard, in this situation of mine. And the ulama mentioned that man left, and then when he returned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had restored his eyesight. In the narration of Imam Bayhaqi, that man stood up from the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his eyesight was instantly restored. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madrin Channel, this is an account from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, where our ulama kiram have taught us and told us regarding seeking tawassul, which was taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the companions. So why would this now in the 21st century suddenly become impermissible? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, another narration I would like to present to you, which was from the time and the era of Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is reported by Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the honorable teacher of Sayyiduna Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah. Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah, the teacher of Imam Bukhari alayhi rahmah, said, during the reign, the time period and the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, a drought occurred, a long period of time without any or very little rain. A person visited the blessed grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, without a doubt, this is after his passing. And that man, he humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, please pray that your ummah be blessed with rain as people are dying. The person was privileged to behold the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go to Umar and convey my salam to him and inform him that rain will fall. Rain will fall. Further stated in Fathul Bari, Sayyidina Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani alayhi rahma mentions, Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah rahmatullahi alayhi has quoted this narration with proven authenticity. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to understand from this narration that our pious predecessors, the Sahaba Kiram, and the concept of tawassul in Islam is completely permissible. And we should also supplicate in the court of Allah and say words like of this effect, O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us for the sake of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, remove the difficulty which has befallen the Muslim Ummah for the sake of the fragrance which emanated from the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, for the sake of the blessed childhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make our children pious, make them obedient to you, Ya Allah, and your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then after this, make them obedient to us. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of the blessed marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Allah, make our marriages successful. Ya Allah, make our homes happy and joyous and a place of peace and harmony and unity. Like this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our problems will be removed with the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, this is the way of the exemplary devotees. I pray Allah gives us the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees. They are the exemplary devotees.